Proverbs 16:19 says, "Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." As insane and absurd as it may seem, I'm convinced that a great number of people do not repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ simply because of their own pride. In John 3:19, Jesus is speaking and he said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And one of the evil deeds behind the rejection of the light of Jesus Christ? Pride. We discussed pride in several devotionals before this, and if you talk to lost souls who are not saved Christians long enough, you'll find that they have a misplaced sense of pride about who they are, and, well, they're ashamed to stand with Christ against the world. That's why Jesus warned in Matthew 10:32-33, saying, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Whether it's out of fear of what others might think, or fear of consequences for turning to Christ for salvation, the root of it all is pride. A man might fear losing a job, but if he were humble, he wouldn't care to suffer a job loss or a financial loss to stand with his Savior. Peter had recovered from his moment of shame when he had denied Jesus three times before the cock crew on the day of the crucifixion of Christ. When he wrote in 1 Peter 4:16, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." It's only when you think too highly of yourself and demand certain rights and privileges from God that you and I will shy away from standing with Him and being mocked for our faith in the gospel and our identification with Jesus and the Bible. But doing such a thing is an act of self-destruction when we refuse to be lowly and stand with the Lord. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So that even if we benefit in some way with a better job, more money, more friends, things the world takes pride in, we're really worse off. And in the end, we'll have nothing but regret. Paul put it this way in 2 Timothy 1:12, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." What matters most is what happens in the end. We may suffer loss for our stand with Christ. We may lose friends and loved ones as we stand against abortion, stand against Sodom and the modern transgender wickedness. We may lose material wealth and influence, even reputation, when we stand against immorality, against gun control, and the Marxist globalist agenda that this world is getting caught up in as we approach the end times. But when all is said and done, and we are standing with our Savior, Jesus Christ, without the need to be ashamed of ourselves, remember the words of Jesus again in Matthew 10:32. "Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Isn't that what we should be living for? Imagine that day where before the Father and all the angels and all the saints in heaven, Jesus confesses you, your name, as his own good and faithful servant. That is something to live for. Live for the approval of Jesus and not the approval of men or the financial or other gains of this world, and certainly not the approval of this wicked world. Live with your eyes on the prize of standing unashamed before Jesus.